You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We, as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Friday to each and every one of you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to kick off this afternoon our Friday, Free Ticket Friday giveaway for the Milwaukee Brewers. Today, I'm going to drop a keyword shortly for you. You're going to text it in only via the app. You can get the Civic Media app wherever you like to get your apps. It's free. You text that keyword in via the app, and you will be entered to win 4 tickets in the Civic Media Club level section. 4 tickets to the May 16th game against Minnesota. So you're going to want to keep it locked throughout the hour. I'll be dropping that word. Again, we're going to do it in the second hour as well. You can enter during the show. It doesn't have to be in the first hour or the second hour. I've got a bunch of great guests. We've got What's Good Local and Overlooked with Terry Barr. We got Ask Maggie. It's a packed Friday, but we have to start with today's breaking news. Firstly, Newark, New Jersey Mayor Baz Baraka has been arrested by the feds, by ICE, I don't know if it's Homeland Security, at a protest, a large protest outside of an ICE detention facility that either was recently built or recently expanded to increase its capacity to 1,000 people. He was arrested at the protest. Again, this is Newark, New Jersey Mayor Baz Baraka. U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, in case you have all forgotten, oh yes, that's Alina Haba. She's U.S. attorney material, like I am a long-distance runner, which means not at all. Absolutely incredible. Apparently, other federal law enforcement, some physical interaction with a couple of Congress people that were at that protest as well. So now the feds are saying an elected official can't even show up at a protest, exercise their First Amendment rights, and say, I object to this administration's continual unconstitutional violation of due process. Shocking. In addition, just in, a judge in Maryland says Donald Trump's pardon of a particular January 6th defendant's unrelated conviction for possessing illegal firearms, no pardon may apply to that conviction. Here's what the judge said, that the Department of Justice position is so unreasonable that, quote, the court is unable to conclude that the government is not acting in bad faith. Let me translate. Lots of triple negatives in there. Court is unable to not. Okay. Yeah. Double negatives there. Here's what the court just wrote. I conclude that the Trump administration is acting in bad faith. A federal judge in Maryland saying that today a pardon will not apply to one of the January 6th insurrectionists on an unrelated illegal firearms conviction. In addition, a federal judge just today has ordered the immediate release of Tufts University PhD student Rumeysa Ozturk, whose video recorded detention by masked federal agents. This was the masked folks with no identifiers on, not providing their names. By masked federal agents drew national security amongst national scrutiny amongst that first wave of Trump administration crackdowns. This is U.S. District Judge William Sessions III has ruled that she had been unlawfully detained for basically authoring an op-ed, an opinion piece, criticizing Israel. That she had been, again, like the mayor of Newark today, like others, being arrested, this student being detained for exercising her First Amendment rights. Here's what the judge wrote today. Quote, "That is literally the case. There is no evidence here of any wrongdoing absent the consideration of the op-ed. Her continued detention cannot stand." Judge Sessions went on to say that the Trump administration's targeting of this student could chill the speech of, quote, millions and millions. Absolutely gobsmacking news this afternoon. In addition, the White House is stepping in and preventing Pete Hegseth from selecting his chief of staff of choice. He had chosen a guy named Ricky Buria, apparently exasperated by the personnel turnover and all of the turmoil in the Department of Defense. The White House is saying that they're blocking that choice and that they will select a candidate of the White House's choosing. The last bit of news that I want to share with you this afternoon is this. Donald Trump today announcing that he will be welcoming refugees from South Africa, but not whom you might think. He will be welcoming as refugees Afrikaners from South Africa. Now recall, in the first days of Donald Trump's administration, he put a halt on all refugee resettlement in the United States. There are people barely subsisting in enormous camps, living in tents, with very little access to food and medicine, et cetera, that have been through an extensive vetting process and had been slated to come here as refugees. Donald Trump today, again, welcoming refugees who are Afrikaners from South Africa and setting aside all sorts of resources, furniture, housing, cell phones, et cetera. Absolutely shocking at a certain level, ladies and gentlemen. I will continue to keep you updated this afternoon. Oh my gosh, here is another bit of breaking news. The Trump administration is reportedly weighing suspension of habeas corpus. My God. The Trump administration weighing suspension of habeas corpus. This is, to the best of my understanding, only happened four times in U.S. history, most notably during the Civil War. Stephen Miller saying that the White House is looking into suspending habeas corpus, which protects people, again, from all unlawful detentions. It is the habeas corpus manner of challenging detentions by non-citizens that the Supreme Court said was required. Remember, that was the 9-0 ruling. They concluded you have to do this under habeas corpus and that every non-citizen is entitled to due process in a 9-0 ruling. Stephen Miller is saying today, the Trump administration considering suspending habeas corpus. Ladies and gentlemen, this is authoritarianism. Miller said today, quote, "A lot of it depends on whether the courts are going to do the right thing or not." No, sir, Mr. Miller. A lot of this depends on whether you and Donald Trump, and mostly Donald Trump, will follow his oath of office and abide by the Constitution. That is a horrifying development, ladies and gentlemen. There's more breaking news coming in, but I want to bring in my next guest. He is an attorney, a friend of the show. You know him quite well. His name is Jeff Mandel. He's one of the founders of Law Forward. Welcome to the show, Jeff. Any reaction to this spate of news that we're getting this afternoon?
Hi, Maggie. It's great to be with you, and thanks for having me back. Unfortunately, I couldn't hear your spate of news, so I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Jeff, Let me just start with the most horrifying bits. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, arrested by federal agents today outside of a detention center where he was protesting. In addition, Stephen Miller announcing this afternoon that the Trump administration is considering suspending habeas corpus. This is full-on authoritarianism, Jeff. Your reactions?
It's truly amazing. I mean, this is consistent with, but yet another escalation of the overreach we've seen by this administration in terms of, you know, federal law enforcement, whether that's the arrest of Judge Dugan in Milwaukee a couple of weeks ago, you know, the arrest of a mayor. I don't know all the details, but if the mayor was protesting lawfully, obviously, arrest is inappropriate. And to my knowledge, habeas corpus has been suspended once in our history by President Lincoln during the Civil War. And historians and legal scholars have huge debates about whether that was okay or not. But certainly, the suspension of habeas corpus is only for the most extreme circumstances. And we are not in such a circumstance. There is no invasion. There is no war.
I believe it's happened four times. The most notable and the most hotly debated, I believe, is the one that happened during the Civil War. This is simply alarming news. Wes from Middleton saying it's vile, but it's sadly not shocking. We live in the Western Hemisphere version of Russia now. Just incredible. We're going to get to why I've got you here, Jeff. After the break, we're going to talk about system reform so that we never find ourselves in this place again. So important. Let's bring on one of our most frequent callers and listeners, Tom from LA. You say what in reaction to this news this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, I apologize. You know, the saddest thing about this is the media acts like this is just another day at the office. And that's really scary. I mean, these are things that are happening that are so out of bounds. Anybody else that would do anything close to this, it would be, I just can't imagine, you know, you have anybody on the Democratic side that would act this way. It would be all over and telling the president to step down. And for some reason, we just say, oh, it's Trump. And that's just unbelievable to me. We have got to get a hold of ourselves and our morals and our values and the Constitution and really and truly, push back.
Thanks, Tom. Here's the other thing I have to point out. And Jeff, I want to make sure you can hear me. Jeff, you still there?
I am.
Wonderful. Congress has to authorize the suspension of habeas corpus. Congress, like this is the thing. So I we're at this moment where our Republicans or so-called Republicans in Congress going to stand up and do their job? Is this more simple distraction from the Trump administration as court after court after court declares what they're doing not just illegal, but unconstitutional and antithetical to our very foundational principles here in America? When we come back, I'm going to talk with Jeff Mandel, founder of Law Forward, about how to change the system so that we never find ourselves in this place again. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big day of news, and I'll be dropping that free Ticket Friday word to text in to win some Brewers tickets next. Keep it locked.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. An absolute torrent of shocking news this afternoon. Illegality after illegality blowing through our most closely held constitutional principles. This is the hallmark of the Trump administration, and certainly in evidence in spades this afternoon. Two federal judges ruling against the Trump administration this afternoon. One federal judge saying point blank that the Department of Justice under Donald Trump is acting in bad faith. Point blank saying it. And most shockingly, Stephen Miller this afternoon saying that the White House is looking into suspending habeas corpus. This is critical because, of course, the Supreme Court in the 9-0 decision of about a month and a week or so ago ruled that those being detained for deportation purposes must proceed under habeas corpus to challenge both their detention and their deportation, but that indeed on a 9-0 vote that every single individual is entitled to due process and to seek habeas corpus relief. So the announcement today from the Trump administration that they may seek to suspend habeas corpus is shocking. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just so happens that I have just the right guest to talk to about this. We were going to talk about fusion voting with Jeff Mandel, founder and lead attorney at Law Forward, but we're going to talk about this because this is what is happening this afternoon. Just a little, I did some Googling, Jeff, while we were in the break. Here are the four times during U.S. history that habeas corpus has been suspended: during the Civil War for 4 years, during Reconstruction. It was suspended not nationwide, but in 9 South Carolina counties in response to Ku Klux Klan violence and terror. It was suspended in 1905 in the Philippines due to an insurrection, and in Hawaii during World War II. Jeff, help us understand, and is this the precursor to a declaration of martial law where our military now starts enforcing the laws against citizens and non-citizens alike?
Well, hopefully not. But, you know, the whole point, as you say, is habeas corpus is foundational to justice. It is what makes what holds the government accountable to individuals. And it says what it really means is it means that the government cannot throw you in jail and hold you without articulating clear charges that a judge understands and says are valid. I would note that of those four examples you just gave, Maggie, two of them really leap out at me: the Philippines and Hawaii, right? Because at the time, those were not parts of the United States. Yes. Hawaii didn't become a state until 1959. And one of the things we've heard from this administration is that constitutional rights really only belong to American citizens or to people who they claim are here legally. Those examples themselves, half of the examples show that that's not true, that the right of habeas corpus belongs to anyone who is in a place where the United States government is exercising power and control.
And Jeff, during the Civil War, the most well-known or often recollected time period when habeas corpus was suspended, Congress authorized that. You know, here's Stephen Miller saying this, and like tariffs, right? Like so many things. Do you think we will hear from a single congressional Republican decrying this insanity, or do you think it will be crickets, as it largely has been, as Donald Trump trashed the world's strongest economy, upended, you know, NATO, and has trashed 80 years of the Western alliance? Do you think it's going to be more crickets, Jeff?
I certainly hope not. Although the examples you give don't inspire a whole lot of confidence. I will note that one of the differences between the tariffs and the habeas corpus context is that the tariffs, as I understand it, is that the president gets to do it unless Congress stops him. Here, it affirmatively requires authorization from Congress, and it would be really difficult to imagine. I'd like to believe it would be really difficult to imagine Congress affirmatively voting to allow the president to do this.
Yeah, these are dark days. The moment is upon all of us as Americans to in good faith, look at what this administration is doing and saying it's going to do, and to respond firstly as Americans, not as Democrats or Republicans, liberals and progressives and conservatives, as MAGA and not MAGA, not as black and white, man or woman, but as Americans, and say, this is simply not acceptable here. And I started the hour by mentioning the Department of Defense is such an epic poo show right now that they won't let Pete Hegseth, the White House is the they here, won't let Pete Hegseth pick his own chief of staff. They've blocked his appointment of this guy, Ricky Buria, and the White House is going to pick him. We got Kash Patel telling Congress, no, I don't have a budget proposal for you, and I don't know when I'm going to have one. You can go kick rocks. Barely showing up for his intelligence briefings, cavorting around at UFC fights and hockey games and traveling around on jets. This is insanity. Jeff, come back with me next week. We will talk about fusion voting and how system reform is a way to avoid this moment. I'm going to come back with each and every one of you. We'll take some of your phone calls and thoughts, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I'll also be joined by my colleague in broadcasting, Earl Ingram. We'll get Earl's reactions as well when we come back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're just joining us, Newark, New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka arrested by feds today. I believe he is still in custody, has not yet been released. He was arrested at a protest outside of a large detention facility. Reminder, the U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey is Alina Haba. Also in news today, Donald Trump saying refugees who are Afrikaners from South Africa will be admitted to the United States. Meanwhile, he's blocked all other refugees. You think that might be because they're black and brown folks? Unbelievable. Tufts University student who had been arrested and detained for penning an op-ed has been ordered to be released by a federal judge today. That judge saying her continued detention cannot stand. In another federal court proceeding also today, a federal judge in Maryland said the Trump administration not acting in good faith in rejecting their argument that the pardon issued for a January 6th insurrectionist should apply to an unrelated illegal weapons charge. Again, here's the exact quote, the court is unable to conclude that the government is not acting in good faith. That means I think they're acting in bad faith. Absolutely stunning language from a federal court. And perhaps in the largest bombshell of the afternoon, Stephen Miller saying the White House is looking into suspending habeas corpus, which protects people from unlawful detentions. This is stunning. This is un-American. This is authoritarianism. I am very, very happy to be joined by my colleague here at Civic Media, Earl Ingram. Earl, we're going to get to the lead pipes, but given the gravity of the breaking news, sir, I wanted to get your reactions, my friend.
Well, you know, first off, good evening. And Thanks for the invite. But you're talking to a guy who interviewed the NAACP president of the city of Milwaukee and planned on doing that for several different times, as we've watched three decades of civil rights gains wiped away. And yeah. All I could think about is my mom and dad and their generations that came here from the South, as we've watched all of these things wiped away.
Yes.
And people have been silent on it.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sorry, you know, but as a 70-year-old man, I have zero respect for this nation, because I'm watching all of these things happen and people are remaining silent. And so what are the generations to come from people of color in this nation? At the rate things are going now, the clock has been totally turned back and erased, and that conversation is not on the front burner. I agree that all the things that are happening right now and the things that Donald Trump is doing and others, you just mentioned the fact that Afrikaners are being welcomed into this nation. If people don't understand what's happening here, shame on them, because it's pretty clear what is taking place here. I don't know if this is ever, you know, I understand that these things are going to be in the courts and not in the court of public opinion, because public opinion be damned. What is taking place in this nation? Again, I have a bitter taste in my mouth, and I don't think it'll ever be washed out for the few years that I have left on this earth.
I think, Earl, you and everyone else, every person of good faith, we should all be outraged and disgusted. And my hope is that it is not public opinion be damned. My hope is that with every increasing erasure of civil rights, with every increasing denial of our most fundamentally closely held values as Americans, it opens the eyes of more and more people. But your comments remind me of an op-ed that ran maybe 2 weeks ago, my friend, in the Washington Post by one of their African-American writers there that said, Black people aren't surprised. They're disgusted, they're angry, but Black folks ain't surprised at what's going on here. I'm hearing a similar sentiment. He said he was going to do this, and 78 million people showed up and voted for him anyways.
Well, you know, Maggie, I'm from the civil rights era. I was 14 years old when Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. Those times live in me. I remember what this nation was at that point, and I remember it, the 1968, when I was 14 years old, when cities across this nation went up because of the injustice that was taking place inside this country, and especially targeted and directed at Black people.
Yes.
And so I haven't forgotten that, and yes, my generation has never forgotten that. And even though we've attempted to, even though we've seen signs of the erosions of those things for a nation that claims to be a moral, upright nation, it hasn't been that for all of its citizens.
Right.
And so the more I watch this, the more I see this, all I can think about is what's going to happen. You know, all these things are taking place. We knew they were going to happen, and yet people voted anyway.
Right.
But I don't think they ever thought that it would include everybody who's not wealthy.
Yeah.
It's not enough, you know, that you have some money, but if you're not in that class that Donald Trump and others are doing these things for, you're going to be a number as well. I don't have any good things to say, Maggie. I'm sorry. I'm devastated.
You don't have to apologize,
as I watch
Earl.
These things. Yeah. As I've watched these things and continue to watch these things, and as I, you know, begin doing these podcasts, I had a conversation with the president of the local branch of the NAACP, and they're devastated at what is transpiring because they don't have any power to stop it. And Maggie, who does? I know the courts do, but I've unfortunately seen some of the Supreme Court decisions lean towards this insanity. For heaven's sakes, judges being arrested, mayors being arrested.
Right.
If judges and mayors can be arrested, the average American citizen, what kind of chance in hell do they have?
That's where we're at. I struggle to think of a clearer call to action to Americans of good faith than this moment that we're in. If you are a person of good faith, if you are going to church on Sundays, if you believe that in what Jesus said, that as you do to the least of my people, you do unto me, like any of those things, like this is your moment to stand up and set that partisanship aside. I think we may need movements like you witnessed in your lifetime, Earl, in the 1960s. It is this moment right now. And we need white folks and people that have wealth and access to step the hell up and say, this is unacceptable. Because we are at the most dangerous moment that I have experienced in my 48 years on this planet. I've felt an inkling of this right after 9/11 and when the Patriot Act was passed, but this has blown past that. That the only people who this government care about are the ones that can write checks with 7 zeros behind them, and that people will not stand up for basic due process, which is the individual right that distinguishes democracies from authoritarian regimes. It is truly chilling. Truly chilling.
Well, I think that a lot of this has to do with, and people, younger people can, you know, sometimes get angry with me. But when you can go on the internet, and people listen to and follow what people on the internet say, and they're called influencers. And nobody ever asked, what credentials does the influencer have?
Right.
If
the influencer is a Russian disinformation agent being or a Chinese one or an Iranian one that is specifically designed and targeted to foment division, to pit races against each other, immigrants versus citizens, to do exactly what is happening right now, that's the destabilization that every single one of our nation's enemies wishes to see. They're all spiking the proverbial football right now. Earl, if you don't mind, I want to bring in a brand new caller to the show. This is Courtney from Milwaukee. And I did lose Earl, so Jacob, if you could get Earl back and be sure when we get Earl back that he gets locked in so we don't lose Earl again. Courtney from Milwaukee, you've been very patient, ma'am. Thank you. What would you like to say this afternoon?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, continue on your point of American needing to step up. I mean, I called in on another show, but my fiance, he's actually from the UK, and we had been planning our wedding for this year, and with everything happening, we've you know, made the decision that it wasn't safe for him to travel here. He is a person of color, and he has had multiple things that happen at the airport with getting checked and having to be stopped. And obviously it hasn't gotten to a point where it was, where he was getting detained, but you know, that is always a possibility with everything that's been happening. And it's just so hard to, you know, be prideful of the place that you grew up and like where you know everyone from, and traveling to the UK, everyone talks. Everybody has comments to say about how American politics are, and it's really disheartening.
Thanks so much. That's Courtney from Milwaukee. What do you say about the Trump administration apparently considering suspending habeas corpus? Is martial law next? When is enough enough? We continue this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, on Friday, we try to give you all a little relief from the politics. We'll hit the news of the day. But today, the news of the day, I think, so shocking, we all need to process it together. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The shocking news of the afternoon is that Newark, New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka has been arrested by federal agents while protesting outside of an ICE detention facility in Newark. I do not believe he has been released yet. Apparently, there was also some kind of physical interaction between a couple of congresspeople also there. The U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey is Alina Haba, one of Donald Trump's former defense lawyers. She's completely incompetent and has no business being a U.S. attorney. In other news, Donald Trump welcoming, quote unquote, refugees from South Africa. They happen to be Afrikaners. If you don't know what that term is, those are white people from South Africa. They are descended from Dutch, French, and German settlers who arrived there. They speak their own language, Afrikaans, a derivative of Dutch dialects. But Donald Trump ain't taking refugees from anywhere else. In addition, two federal judges today rebuking the Trump administration. One judge in Maryland rejecting the claim by the Department of Justice that the Trump pardon of a January 6th defendant would apply to an unrelated illegal firearms conviction. That judge saying the government is acting in bad faith. Another federal judge on Friday ordering the immediate release of a Tufts University PhD student who had been detained for basically writing an op-ed criticizing Israel. The judge saying there is no evidence here to justify her detention absent consideration of the op-ed. Her continued detention cannot stand. And perhaps in the most shocking news of the afternoon, Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff, his job assignment is basically domestic policy. He is the architect of Donald Trump's unconstitutional deportation gulags. This is Stephen Miller. Said today the White House is looking into suspending habeas corpus, which protects people from unlawful detentions. The only time this has been done in our country on a nationwide basis was during the Civil Damn War. Ladies and gentlemen, is this acceptable? Who are we as a nation, as Americans? Let's go to the phones. Lots of folks there. Please be patient. Nancy from Mount Pleasant, what do you say this afternoon?
Okay, so my husband was in Vietnam in 1967-68. At that time, he wrote this letter Today, I have much pity for America and its people. To be fighting a war over here, uncertain of its outcome, but here, because of our country's position. To be here is something that can only be settled with time. When a man such as Dr. King is murdered, no matter what my opinions or feelings may be, it is truly a sad day for America. Must we resort to violence to an individual because we do not agree with someone's belief? It is truly sad to think what will happen if no one can possibly feel safe from violence at the hands of another. People expressed concerns for me being in Vietnam, where there is constant danger. Perhaps that should be the other way around. My feelings are with you. If a person cannot be safe in America on your own streets, where then can we be safe? I do not condone the violence that is caused by certain Negro groups. This is not my place. What are we to do? Kill a person because he tries to do better for a cause he believes in? Am I to be shot and killed because of my beliefs? Tonight and for many nights to come, my prayers will not be of Vietnam, but of the future of our wonderful country. What future have we got? God help us in the future. Right now it doesn't look like there's much of a future. Let's hope we are wrong and can find some hope in a very dreadful future. I see no hope. I am quite disturbed. Love, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Nancy, from Mount Pleasant. We have work to do. We have voices to raise, and we have protests to march. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. Ollie from the Northwoods, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Well, I can't top that letter. He said it all for everyone. My heart just wants to explode today with all this horrific news. I just can't believe that my dad served for 22 years just for our country to end up like this. There are so many people who have given their lives, so many vets who have served.
Oops, I'm sorry, we lost Ollie. I'm so sorry about that. Phone lines are jammed, everybody. Please be patient with us. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Cindy from Appleton, go ahead.
Well, I would like to know when we are going to lock the felon who is obviously not in charge up for a breach of contract. He took an oath of office to defend our Constitution, defend us as people, we the people, yet he is doing everything against us. Why can't we as a nation sue him for a breach of contract?
I think what that's called here, Cindy, is impeachment. I have said it previously on this program, and I'm going to say it again today. A president who refuses to follow orders of the Supreme Court, a president who refuses to follow and obey his most fundamental oath of office to defend and uphold the Constitution of these United States, a president who puts at risk every day our most basic values and wreaks absolute economic chaos and devastation for the middle class, does not deserve our support any longer. My name is Maggie Dawn. We're going to take a break and a breath. If you are on the lines and you still want to get your thoughts shared, we will go to the phones. I will reset at the top of the hour, share with everyone that's joining us the news of the afternoon, these shocking developments, the Trump administration considering suspending habeas corpus. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.